Hello, welcome to the Thursday, January 14th, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. We got another guest diary today by Pascal. This time he's describing some malware that arrives claiming to be a voice message coming from WhatsApp or Facebook. Now, as Pascal points out, that the malware family that these messages are part of is actually somewhat old and pretty well known, but the antivirus still has problems trying to figure out these messages, and so they may pass and hit your users. Pascal provides a number of command and control domains that are being used in order to give you some indicators of compromise. As usual, MD5s of the actual samples are actually not really all that useful because these samples do change from one to the next. And today's default password of the day comes from Cisco. Cisco published a security bulletin for its Cisco Aeronet 1800 series access points. Apparently, as you set up these access points, a new account is created that's the same for all of these devices with the same static password. This password can then be used in order to log in to these devices. There's also a denial of service vulnerability being patched in these Cisco Aeronet 1800 access points. In addition, Cisco did release an update for its wireless LAN controller. Apparently, an unauthorized user is able to modify the configuration of these devices. And then we got a little follow-up to yesterday's Microsoft patch Tuesday. Turns out the Silverlight bug was apparently exploited in some targeted attacks in the past. Kaspersky has a blog post about how they were hunting for the Silverlight bugs after the Hacking Team compromise. If you remember, Hacking Team was the Italian spyware company that does deliver exploits and spyware, mostly for government customers. And based on some emails that were leaked there, and also based on some other exploits, older exploits that Kaspersky found, they sort of wrote a signature for what they expected to come, and it triggered evidently recently, which led them then to find this exploit that exploited CVE-2016-34, one of the Silverlight vulnerabilities that Microsoft patched this Tuesday. Kaspersky does not reveal what kind of customer of theirs was hit by this particular exploit, but they also state that a version of the exploit was uploaded to one of the multi-AV scanner services. Now, a lot of miscreants do use these multi-AV scanners like VirusTotal in order to pre-screen their malware to make sure it does not trigger any known antivirus signatures. Personally, this makes me more believe that this particular exploit was used by a criminal gang rather than by a nation-state actor, in particular as they should know that uploading a sample to one of these multivirus scanner sites typically means that antivirus companies that provide these antivirus engines do receive copies of any sample being uploaded. And Julian Oliver posted a little script he calls dropkick.sh that promises to remove Wi-Fi cameras from a close-by Wi-Fi network. Now, this particular script just focuses on Dropcam, which is now sold by Google under the Nest brand as well as Withings camera devices. And essentially what it does is it looks for respective MAC addresses on the local Wi-Fi network and then launches denial of service attacks in order to keep them off the network. This particular script is, of course, rather limited in the sense that it only goes after these two vendors. There are probably a dozen other vendors that make similar devices. Also, it does require that you are connected to the particular Wi-Fi network, so it doesn't really help you if, as the scenario here suggests, that your CV access to the Wi-Fi network, they may very well have a second Wi-Fi network that they use for the cameras to spy on you. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.